Fight. Liu Cyborg. Liu Kang. Shang Tsung. Scorpion. Shao Kahn. Raiden. Sub-Zero.
Everybody to the MK Mobile Podcast. Hope everybody's doing good. I have been very busy. That is why I haven't had a chance to put one of these out in months, you guys. In months. Ugh. I'm disgusted. Just as much as you are, I'm disgusted at that fact. But things been going good. Hopefully things have been going good for you. I did end up getting the COVID. I thought I was going to make it through this whole pandemic, all this crap, unscathed. But nope, I got it. And it fucking sucked. Not gonna lie, it really sucked. But I'm back on the heal. I'm healing. I, you know, feel like I'm doing okay. The family's okay, so that's important too. But yeah, we're here just kind of chilling, doing a podcast, talking about October, the road to October. And there are so many cool things about October. Let's see, you got the World Series happening, which is awesome. You got Halloween happening. Freaking love Halloween. Camping. You can go camping, finally. The weather is perfect for camping. I'm talking about, like, actually being able to use a fire. You can sit next to a fire, not sweat your ass off. The bugs aren't bad if you live where there's bugs. Let's see, daylight savings time? That happens in October, I'm pretty sure. And also, more specific to this podcast, you get kick-ass MK Mobile updates, you guys. I'm not kidding. They are notorious for kick-ass Halloween or fall updates. It is just like everything, the stars freaking align, everything aligns for awesome updates. You want an example? Let me drop an example on you. So let's go back all the way to 2018, October 17th, or October 2018. I don't know exactly the date, but update 1.21, you guys, we got four brand new characters. We got Day of the Dead Jade, Vampirus Melina, Day of the Dead Aaron Black, as well as Leatherface when he was still gold. Come on. Clearly, in my opinion, the best update we've ever gotten. One of the best updates we've ever gotten. Maybe the best. I don't know. My point is, not that. My point is, the update was badass, and we have just consistently got awesome things around October in the fall. And, ladies and gentlemen, I think this October is going to be just amazing for one simple fact, and that is that NetherRealm, or Mortal Kombat, is celebrating its 30th freaking year. It was released in October of 1992. 30 freaking years of punching, stabbing, spear throwing, freezing, skull crushing, what have you, fatalities, babalities, animalities, all that awesome shit. 30 years of that. So I really feel like something big is going to happen. And I know, like, I'm going to probably just kind of like tell you what I would like to see. That's kind of more like the gist of this podcast. What I would like to see happen. And I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but you know what? Screw it. I'm going to be a broken record because I think this idea is badass, okay? What I would like to see, what I would really like to see out of Mortal Kombat Mobile is a classic tower. Okay, hear me out. I know you've already heard this. A classic tower. We just got classic Shang Tsung, and hold on a second. Can I talk about classic Shang Tsung for a second? He is just a badass character, so props. Let's give a round of applause to the developers for creating such a badass character. I don't have him yet, obviously. I hope to get him at some point, because well done. He's freaking awesome. But back to the classic tower idea, okay? We have enough classic characters at this point to create a classic tower. And I feel like, forget about the money, okay? Forget about the money just for one tower, please. Just for one tower. Pay some respect to the players. Pay some freaking respect to the game itself, okay? and create a classic tower. I think it'd be so cool if they could do that. That would a tower that takes you through or takes you on a trip through the history of Mortal Kombat. I'm talking about starting off at the bottom of the tower during MK1 era and ending up at MK11. It'd be so cool if they could actually like recreate the boss fight. So like if for Mortal Kombat, the original game, if your boss fight was classic Shang Tsung, and if they could actually like include some of the sound effects, I don't know, that'd be really cool. But also like just the stage. So if it was like the old school Goro's Lair look, I would love that. MK2, they could have Boss Shao Kahn. Then just sprinkle in some of the other characters like Kentaro. Mortal Kombat 3 would be a Shao Kahn as well, but that'd be giving them a chance to introduce like Motaro if they wanted to introduce a new character. MK4, Shinnok, classic. Might be a possibility if they could introduce him. Maybe if they don't even like introduce the characters to be playable, maybe it's just for this tower in general that you could have these characters appear every year when they repeat this classic tower. Deadly Alliance, MK Deception, Shaolin Monks, they could have all those boss fights on the way up this tower just to pay respect to the game itself. What a perfect time to do it. 30 years? It's freaking awesome. Armageddon, they could introduce Blaze. I mean, come on. MK versus DC, I don't know if they do that so much. But possibility. MK11, you know, Shao Kahn again. MKX, perfect opportunity, everybody. Perfect opportunity to introduce Corrupted Shinnok. You know, Corrupted Shinnok is a character that a lot of people want to see. And then obviously MK11, maybe Kronika, I don't know. This is just has been on my wish list for this game for so long. And when I started talking about this, I said, forget about the money. Seriously, they just need to drop it with that for at least once. Pay respect to the game. Pay respect to the players playing it. You can have one tower that's not just based on greed and trying to monetize the crap out of it. And this would be the tower for that, in my opinion. So that's my idea. I know I've said it before. I'm a freaking broken record. I don't care. But that's what I want to see. I really want to see a classic tower. And I think they're gearing up for that. So hopefully we'll see it. I don't know. Let me know what you think. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave it in the comments. If you're listening to it on the podcast, which I hope you are, reach out to me on YouTube or on Twitter. You can do that too. A couple other things that's happened in the world of GTG. My freaking app. I was trying to make a companion app for Mortal Kombat Mobile. I actually did create the app. I did build it. I learned how to kind of code. It was like a no-code, low-code program. And I got all the way to where I wanted to deploy it on Apple and Android. And it kind of put a stop when I came across the third-party content. So if you didn't know this, you have to pay to distribute apps on both those platforms. Secondly, you have to make sure that if there's any third-party content, that you have the authorization from whoever owns that content to do it. And that's where the kind of brakes got applied on this project. I reached out to WB, got a hold of some people, and they said, you know, like, we can't really give you the answers, but we can suggest you look into talking to an IP attorney and get their take on it. So that's exactly what I did. I talked to an IP attorney and they basically said like, hey, listen, WB holds all the cards. What you're trying to do is third-party content in their eyes. And unless I want to sink thousands and thousands of dollars into it, just don't do it. So that's it. Unfortunately, it kind of put the kibosh on that, but that's all right. I'm trying to figure out a couple ways to distribute it where it's not considered an app and people can still access it, whether that's just like IP-based. Put it on a website or something like that. We'll try that. I don't know. So that's been happening. Twisted Tower is about over. There's only a couple days left on that. That was a son of a bitch in Tower, I'm not going to lie. The Fatal One, 189, was a real crazy fight. That was was it Regen? And it was a Strike Force team? I don't know. That's pretty crazy. There's ways around it. You know, the weird thing about this tower, too, is the first trip up, there was a couple fights that were bad, okay? Second trip up, those fights were easy, but then there was like other fights that I didn't have problems with the first time that were giving me problems. So like boss fight 160, for whatever reason, that one started giving me problems for some reason. I just think it was how the characters were introduced during the boss fight. You know, you got Sub-Zero with that maxed weather warfare, and it was just causing all sorts of freaking problems. So that was kind of a weird thing on it. I did get a couple good rewards. I got Noob Saibot. I've got, what did I get? MK11 Rain. I did get Lizard Baraka on the first trip up, so that was kind of nice. New character for me. But anyways, it's about over. Interested to see what they're going to do next. I've heard rumors that they're going to bring back the Sorcerer's Tower, and that will, you know, kind of span that September timeframe, which leads us to October. So like I said, the road to October, which I think that's where something big is going to happen. Who knows? Maybe it's going to just be a whole brand new mobile game. Frick, I don't know. But anyways, that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you're doing good, and sorry for the lack of content. That's just the crazy world I live in, and I'll do my best to put more out as time goes on. So anyways, hope everything's good, and I will see you on the next podcast. Bye.